was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls the string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings as the night folds in on a rising tide. Look beyond the shadows. Behold a pale horse ride.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to Resurrect the Former Republic. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network. I do apologize for my language going a little south before, but this is ungodly what's going on. That Gary Hunt just got arrested for posting public information, and they're trying to send a chilling effect to all the people like us who post. Well, guess what? It ain't gonna work. I, Eric the Freedom Screamer, ain't submitting. Sorry, there goes my language again. Am not submitting to. My mother would kill me. I, Eric the Freedom Screamer, do not submit to the fear. There you go. And I hope everybody else can make that promise to themselves that they're not going to submit to the fear. If you can't make a couple of phone calls, post something up on the internet, then I don't know, what good are we? I mean, really, we're not asking that much. So John Lamb was with us in the last hour. What a wonderful update we got. I mean, it wasn't great, and it wasn't any good, a lot of good news, unfortunately, but the truth will set us free. And I'd rather hear the bad news than run around in a delusion looking for whatever radio talk show is going to make me feel good and talk about positive stuff, because can't we just talk about positive things? I mean, really, it's so depressing. Well, too bad. But move out of the country. Go to Disneyland and rent a room and live there for the rest of your life. And you can run around with Mickey Mouse and Peter Pan and Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck. By the way, the guy who did the voices for Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck was Mel Blanc, a Freemason, and so was Walt Disney. So, you know, you can be delusional and gutless and be a coward and be a child, be a 30 or 40 or 50 or 60-year-old child and go where you can hear good news now and have a nice time and just stare at some game, people playing games or talking trash, or you can have the truth and set you free and realize, like Charlie Daniels just said so appropriately, the wolf is at the door. The wolf's in the house. The wolf is devouring us. The wolves were released in mass when Donald Trump became president. And I'm sorry, and it's not my fault. Don't blame me for reporting what is happening. I wish it wasn't happening. I was really, really happy when Trump got elected. I said, wow, great. Well, it's better than Hillary. Aren't we in good shape now? And of course, in the back of my mind, I'm saying, oh God, don't forget, you know, what we got here. And just, but try to give him a chance. Give him 90 days. Not giving him more time. The 90 days is, I don't care how much time is up. When I see the U.S. Marshals going arresting people, I mean, Trump could put an end to this immediately. So you think Sessions wants to end all this tyranny? Yeah, he's a bar member. He's a former federal witch. He's a former communist prosecutor. He makes a ton of money on this stuff. Who do we got, Mike? Who in Montana? Okay, let's get to some callers real quick. Chris is going to just listen in tonight, he said. So we want to remember that Chris is going in front of the witch's court tomorrow. And if my three callers on the line can kind of keep it on topic, I want to concentrate on what's going on with Gary Hunt, Chris in Las Vegas, the tyranny. You got some other information to offer, we'll take it. But we kind of want to stay on track of helping specific people tonight, like Gary, who just got arrested by the U.S. Marshals for posting public information because the witch didn't like it. So let's start real quick. Let's start with, I think, Keith in Kansas. You were up first. Can you give it to us short and sweet? Steve, I'm sorry, Steve in Kansas. My friend Steve. How are you, Steve?
Okay. I wish John Lamb was still on because there were some questions that, only have tomorrow, and then we hit a weekend, and then this Bundy thing starts back up next week. But looking at John Lamb's site, he does link to a site, this Outpost of Freedom, which is this evidently Gary Hunt has posted stuff on.
Freedom Outpost. That's Lori Anderson, our usual fill-in host here.
Okay.
Lori Anderson writes for. Yeah.
What the link of the website shows here is outpost-of-freedom.com.
Outpost of Freedom. Okay.
And there's a rather long article or whatever like that by Hunt, evidently, which needs to be copied down probably, so there's some extra copies out there that can be posted out. But the thing that John, he was talking about this protective order, which it does mention, there's a number of things he mentioned in here, like what Black's Law Dictionary says. Well, that really doesn't make any difference right at the moment. The protective order, if there was a protective order given, that would have been written and the clerk of the court should have it as to what the protective order actually said and was. Also, this Gary Hunt's, legal name, also address, where he was at, California, is important, and where he's at now. Because about the last thing they're going to do is let this guy call anybody.
Right. Okay, so give the website out one more time slowly.
Okay.
So our listeners can
there
and start repost. Go ahead, Steve.
Yep. Okay, it's Outpost, Outpost, just as it sounds, -of-freedom.com. And then there's a /blog/ looks like ? P=2084. Like I said, you go on John Lamb's Facebook page and go down through there, he'll have a link. There's a picture, I'm assuming, of this judge, this Brown, and then he says what Gary posted or one of his articles, and you click on that, and it'll take you to this Outpost of Freedom.com. But stuff like this needs to be, copied down and kept so it can be reposted. But like I said, there ought to be the court order ought to be there in the courthouse, written order like that ought to be written. The clerk of the court should have it. Also, it must be U.S. Marshals. And as to where he's maybe being held in some jail, some sheriff's jail, but really, someone needs to track this down, because wherever they picked you up at, I don't know if the guy's married, I don't know, but we need a legal name on the guy if to try to help anyone, if there's any warrant numbers or anything like that, that would help. Anybody there, contact, they can get a hold of where he was picked up from, a wife, girlfriend, mother, whatever. Because the communications are... One thing that is really difficult is communications out of once they throw the black bag over your head, you disappear. And you can disappear for days or weeks and never get a chance to call out to people. So I need to find out where he's at. The other thing I was curious with John Lamb, as I heard you all talking, that they said he was posting names. This goes back to whatever this protective order was, supposedly revealing names of these informers. And if this is the case, this is what I wanted to confirm with John Lamb, maybe you can later. The fact is that if the judge said, well, these are names that were redacted, well, then he didn't give the name, she just did. Because,
right.
You could have just said, just let it go and just let it disappear.
And redacted from what?
Well, there you go. There's the other deals.
Redacted, redacted from the entire world, redacted from the universe. She seems to think that the word redacted, it means just nobody ever talks about that ever again. Get away from me. I mean, what a witch.
If there is a, you know, and from what I heard you all say, which just some work done or whatever like this, that you just, okay, who's the informers? Well, let's just eliminate all the civilians. and who's left? Who's this guy?
Right.
And sounds like what was done. And, yeah, it takes a lot of work, but it can be done. And with some work and thought, but they need some kind of legal name, some kind of numbers on this guy to where, because there are some people that might possibly help, might be able to track down or whatever like this, but we need more information than just Gary Hunt, because there's about 400 of them on Facebook, so that's the other thing.
But you can narrow it down. You can people start doing your own investigate. I'll try to put together as much as I can with research tomorow.
I'm not trying to lay it on you, Eric. But go on.
Well, that's okay, Steve.
Go on.
I was just gonna say, as soon as the sun rises, I'm gonna get on it. But people, do your own investigation and get on this on your own. I can try to supply a lot of information for you, but people that need to chip in and help get whatever they can. I think Gary Hunt with Freedom Outpost, or Outpost of Freedom, that ought to get you pretty, that ought to narrow it down. There's not too many Gary Hunts associated with Freedom Outpost. This is really going to rub Lori the wrong way, because Lori Anderson is pretty tight with Gary. If I'm not mistaken, that Freedom Outpost is where Lori is associated with, and she's not going to like the fact that his simple posting of public information has somehow led to a criminal charge.
Eric, she may be able to provide a lot of information, such as a legal name, any other documentation or stuff where he may have been at, and try to track this guy down. So possibly somebody can get hold of some people and say, hey, this guy just got picked up, especially like a copy of the warrant or whatever like this, that should have all the that information on there as for the guy's legal name, residence, what kind of charges you were talking about or whatever like this.
Yep, got it. Okay, Steve, excellent work. Great work, great suggestions. Get on it. You do what you can tomorrow. Check in with us tomorrow night. We'll take that. We're going to put all that into action here, and I'm going to scoot on to the next caller because we've got two more people stacked up. So check in with us. Steve, thank you.
Yep, no problem. Talk to you later. I'll be listening.
See you, buddy. Okay, great. Once again, Outpost. What's that, Mike? Okay, I thought I heard Mike chiming in. Mike, we got two more callers. Well, let's do this. Let's go to Gary Blackwell in Michigan. We need a prayer. This is the most important thing we can do right now, and then we'll get back to our activism. Gary Blackwell, are you with us? And thank you for your patience, sir.
I'm here, Alison. You did. It was very interesting. I'm kind of out in the sticks here a little bit, so you bring me up to speed, and I'm sure there's a whole bunch of other people that are out here that are listening probably for the first time what you're saying, and how wonderful it is to get the news from people all over the country and filling us in and what the evil ones are doing. So, it's a very interesting thing that I won't go into any great detail, but you see, when our forefathers rejected, and it said in Samuel, there was no, well, even in Judges, there was no king over Israel. And all the nations around them had a king. And so they clamored for a king, and of course, as quick stories, they got one. The old adage is, I learned this from an old preacher one time, he says, young man, be careful what you pray for and what you ask for. You might get it. When you get it, you ain't going to like it. So we got a king, and my personal opinion is, and that's all it is, from the studies over the years and from the thought patterns over the years and the books I've read and the follow-up on kingships, we are underneath a monarch, in my opinion, either of England or the Netherlands or both. Because in the scriptures it says and declares that the New Israel will be the place of the pine, the fir, and the boxwood, and they'll grow together. The only place they grow together is in North America. And when the Queen of England, when she was in her inauguration, she took her oath of office. She did not take an oath of office to be the Queen of England. She took the oath of office to be the Queen of Israel. So not only are we fighting this system, we're fighting the monarch. And they never give up very easy. So I'm not going to go into the sequence of history concerning the kingship and Anshu, but we'll do that another time. I think there's more time to be spent on Chris and the gentlemen that are going to be going before these so-called witches' courts. There is no justice in the courts. There is no, when you're a subject, there is no justice for you. And they just got around to making, enforcing and making us, trying to make us all subjects. And the natural thing for the house of Israel to do, and Israelites to do, is not go along with being a subject. Because our father said, if you don't know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And as long as we're underneath that monarch, there is no freedom. I think we're seeing it very clear. So may our Father Yadivai bless Chris tomorrow as he goes into the court system. It's their court system, their corporate court system. Pray that I give him the strength, and he'll be on his right side and holding his hands up. And pray, Father, that he will prevail in this awful mess that they brought upon him. Remember, they brought it on him. He did not bring it on himself. And then we got this Gary fellow, we pray that whatever occurs there, that the truth of the matter will come out. We pray, Father, for a quick release for him. We ask this all in the name of our Father, the Creator, Yodibai, so be it. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Mr. Gary Blackwell from Michigan. We really appreciate your presence. Hang in there with us. Chime in anytime. Great words of wisdom from Gary. Thank you so much. So once again, let's remind people that, okay, so we've got Gary Hunt, who's just been arrested by the marshals for posting public information because the witches' court didn't like it. We've got Chris in Las Vegas, who we've been talking about all week, going up in front of the witches' court tomorrow at 9 a.m. in Las Vegas. So anybody can get to the courthouse on Lewis Avenue in Vegas tomorrow morning to stand with Chris. And I want to thank John Lamb so much, because apparently John has Chris penciled in on his docket. So John will hopefully be there, and with whoever else can show up along with Chris, because if they see that this is going to be a very, very public matter, they usually tend to not quite do so many things that are quite so evil. But they'll try. So we need to all stand together with Chris. You can find out Chris's information for his phone blitz. And Chris is decided to just listen in tonight. And so, you know, let's not forget, it's very important that even though Chris is going in tomorrow morning, he may not have his case heard until late morning, 11 or noon. It may be postponed till Monday for all we know. So what we want, but everybody's got to be there to show the court that they're standing with Chris. But the point that I'm getting at is keep calling. I called the judge now five calls I got in. I actually spoke to a few people today. I also left a message for Commissioner Sisolak with his secretary. So I've been doing my part to make the calls. I encourage everybody else to do the same. You're not going to get in any trouble. They pick out one person here and one person there, or a small group here and there to make a, quote, example out of. There's no way they can bring this down on all of us at once. So we all at once have to rise up and say, ha, now you can't get us all. So now you're going to have to back down, back off, and start doing the right thing, or face the consequences of further exposure. We were obviously pushing exactly the right buttons. I spoke to one of the two court clerks today in Chris's matter. They were both very nice, and I was the same. I didn't get all out of hand as I did here on the radio tonight, but it's rather shocking that Gary Hunt got arrested. So once again, I apologize for my previous outburst, but I think it was understandable to most people out there. So anyway, in my conversations today with the court clerks, I discovered, this is why it's interesting, do your own investigation, people, ask questions. I said, hey, could I have a transcript of Chris's previous hearing where the psychological evaluation was recommended? And who recommended it? I'm trying to get to the bottom of this, is whose idea was this? Well, it turns out there is no transcript yet processed. There is no processed transcript of Chris's previous hearing because they want to keep this all a big secret. And how very interesting. And when we start bringing this stuff out to the public that, yeah, you do have a secretive court. It is a star chamber court. Calling it a kangaroo court is a little too flippant and a little too light duty. This is a star chamber. These are very dangerous. This is where the witches get together. They make up their mind behind closed doors. Nothing is on public record. And they issue the orders to the U.S. marsupials to go out and round them up. And then if they can find an unconstitutional sheriff who's a bootlicker and a coward and a thug, then they say, hey, Sheriff, hold this guy for us. It's a courtesy hold, right? You're going to do a courtesy for the marshals now, aren't you, Sheriff? We can really scratch your back, you know? It'll be a nice envelope with $5,000 in it coming at Christmas time or whatever implication of bribery that there is. And they're all making money on this. Don't think they're not. Look, the state troopers in New York are getting $150,000 a year, the ones that have a few years behind them. So there's a lot of money in this tyranny, and this is why they're able to buy off so many thugs and so many enforcers and so many members of the modern Praetorian Guard. So just like Caesar had, you're seeing an extension of Caesar. You're seeing a monarchy, as Gary Blackwell just put it. We're living under a monarch, not only directly but indirectly. We have the monarchs of Europe, the royal families of England, the Netherlands, Spain, and the Vatican, and of course the Rothschild banking group, who does the books and the prints the currency. And they through the Inns of Court, look up Inns of Court in the dictionary. They're able to pick who the lawyers are and pick who the judges are. You can't get to be a judge unless you're a Freemason or a member of the Rotary or the Bar or the Lions Club International like Jeff Sessions is. Notice how it doesn't say local Lions Club. It says Lions Club International. Hello? Who do you think Sessions is going to be loyal to? They're loyal to the group. They're loyal to the gang. They're loyal to the clique. They're loyal to the club. They're not loyal to us, the people. And this is just obvious. I don't even have to make the case. It was made for us tonight by John Lamb with just court record evidence. Here's what's going on. Look around. Open your eyes. You'll see it. And if anybody, I appreciate the listeners to this radio show because I know you're activists. You want to hear the hard truth. Truth will set you free, as Gary just said. Another word of wisdom. The truth will set you free. Sorry, you can't be just. And how we can go from, I heard people, I try to bring up Chris, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, yeah, well, too dangerous to call the judge. Okay, bye. Well, let's listen to Dr. So-and-so about vitamins and minerals. Vitamins and minerals don't matter. China doesn't matter. AFRICOM doesn't matter. Japan getting menaced by North Korea doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what Podesta and Hillary did. It doesn't matter that Nunes is coming out admitting that Trump was spied upon by Obushma. All that stuff does not matter. As long as they're rounding up patriots, people like Tom and Cliven Bundy and Gary Hunt and the Amish farmer, and the list is getting so long I can't keep track of it. As long as they're all continuing to be rounded up and put into witch's jail, what's going on here? This is not only a distraction, it's an evil diversion. There's misinformation and there's disinformation. Misinformation is put out to just confuse people and give them a lie and tell them something that's wrong. Disinformation is meant to actually take somebody somewhere else that you do not want them to be, or where you do want them to be, away from where you do not want them to be. So in other words, if you tell somebody, just a lie, that's misinformation. When you tell somebody, oh, go over there, they'll help you, or look over here, here's where the problem is, that's deceit. And that the father of deceit is Satan. And we're seeing a whole bunch of really evil people in this new administration with a good front man called Donald Trump, because he's a great salesman. He's a popular figure. He's got the cute hair, and all his other minions have cute hair, and everybody says, oh, I love the hair. Please, let's grow up. It's time to grow up. We can't make a phone call on behalf of Chris. We can't call the Judge Brown and say, what are you doing incarcerating Gary Hunt? Set him free immediately. Or face the same prison time you're putting on him. I think that's a perfectly legitimate threat. After a summary trial, we need a speedy sentencing for all the witches and Nazis that are abusing the people of this formerly free republic. It's not a stretch. And if these are words that are completely in order right now. These are not out of order words. I'm not. It's time for at least strong words, if not strong action. We're going to get to our other callers now. Okay, so we got Chris, we got Gary Hunt, who we're going to open up his case, I think, tomorrow. It's in tomorrow night. But this week was Chris's week because Chris is a regular guest host on this show, a co-host. He sits in with me and takes the load off. It's hard to do 2 hours just go on your own. I mean, and I don't do the news. I don't play clips about other people. Here's a clip from so-and-so saying this today, and here's a clip from this, and there's a clip from that. I don't play clips once in a while if it's really important, like the Kennedy Secret Society speech or Obama saying we fund ISIS. Or how about two authors on CNN admitting that ISIS stands for Israeli Secret Intelligence Services? We're going to bring that one up to the front of the bar here in the next couple of minutes or couple of days. So we've got a lot to offer here, and we do have solutions. We encourage a phone blitz. We encourage phone calls. Be professional. Be polite. Call on behalf of Chris. Chris's information for the phone blitz for Chris Cave, our friend Chris, our family member Chris. This is a family here. We're all patriots together. I know a lot of people have been abused, betrayed, family divisions, divide and conquer. They think we're crazy, you know, so half your family, three-quarters, four-fifths of your family splits and don't want to talk to you because you're just too... a little too right on the money. Well, this is your family. This is our patriot family, our patriot community. We all got to hang together. So if you're having the capability of going online, get over to courtroomwatch.com, and you'll see the phone blitz or emergency phone blitz for Chris Cave in Las Vegas. Okay, so the numbers are there. Call on behalf of Chris. Keep the calls coming tomorrow. Don't think because tomorrow's his court date that everything's done and we just got to wait. If they get buried, I mean buried upon all buried in phone calls tomorrow, that's really going to make a good difference. When I told him who I was calling from New York at the commissioner's office, it was like a dead silence. Like they didn't really want to hear about all this exposure. And I still haven't got a call back from the commissioner yet or the vicar general, but they do know that I'm looking for a call back, and I'm going to keep bothering them a little bit. And it's not bothering them. We want justice and righteous acts to be done by our public officers. And that's it. That's really simple. We need to get back to common law. We need to get back to the reality of the language, not the lie. And the Masons, I talked to one up in the courthouse in Rochester, and he said, I'm a Mason. And we debated, it became a debate. And he kept saying, your perception is your reality. And I said, well, if you perceive that the sky is green and the grass is blue, does that make it so? And he's like, well, your perception is your reality. So he started qualifying it right there. As soon as I caught him in the typical Masonic lie, he qualified it. Well, your perception. First he said perception is reality. Then he said your perception is your reality. And I said, okay. And I kind of didn't want to get in too much of a blowout with this guy. We'll talk about this on the other side of this break. Remind me to pick that up. We only got 30 minutes left. We're going to try to get our last two couple of callers in. I appreciate you all staying with us tonight on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Eric the Freedom Speaker. We'll be right back.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com. PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. We're getting right back into it. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer on Resurrect the Republic. Before I finish my story about the Masons, I want to thank MinutemanStove.com. Great little survival tool, and it's great for everyday type of use. If you live in the country or if you live in an off-the-grid type of situation or you're just getting prepared. And when the owner of the company told me he had to lay off a few people because sales dropped off, sales went down right after the election. And I said, huh? What do you mean? Trump's good for business, right? Business is open again. No. People now think that the government is on their side. Is there any more of a clear, absolutely crystal clear illustration that that's completely false and delusional than what's going on tonight with Gary Hunt getting arrested, Chris going up in front of the witch's court for a psychiatric hold tomorrow, and Tom Lacovara still sitting in jail, along with Clive and Bundy, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on and on. And these are federal matters, most of them that we're talking about, and they can be dropped in an instant. The ones that aren't federal matters could be addressed by the Justice Department as civil rights violations. It was okay to put all these protections in for the blacks during the 60s. How about using some of these same statutes to protect the patriots in the year 2017? What's wrong? We got scammed. We got scammed by a bunch of billionaire businessmen and big oil men and court witches and federal prosecutors. And don't fall into the trap. Oh, my gosh, Charles Schumer is holding up the appointment of Gorsuch to the Supreme Court. The appointment of Gorsuch to the Supreme Court should be held up. It should be halted. It should be completely disintegrated. Okay, so, but see, they paint everybody who disagrees with the torture master, the monster, Gorsuch, with his upside-down smile, paint us, try to push all us people who are saying, of course, it's just not because he's too conservative and Sessions, it's not that he's too conservative, it's that they're too liberal. You want to talk about liberal? Sessions is a flaming commie. He's pink. So is Gorsuch. He says it's okay to torture people. That's not conservative. That's not Christian. That's not ethical. That's not right. And he's been sitting on the 10th Circuit Court in Colorado looking like a mountain man judge. Yeah, Mr. Society is a victim. Torture master wrote all the torture memos for Alberto Gonzalez, and now look what they're doing. They're torturing people, strip searching people four times a day when they haven't even left the custody of the marshals. That's massive abuse. That's massive torture. And this is why when Donald Trump says, "Hey, we can torture people, we got to torture them all. You know, get them all. Go get them all." He wasn't even thinking, let alone feeling. He was an ice cold lizard with ice water in his veins. But he said, "Oh, these people who want freedom of speech, these people are very dangerous." Those were his words, not mine. We torture them all and figure out who's guilty later. Those are his words, not mine. I'm paraphrasing that one. I don't have the exact quote. But I remember him distinctly saying, these people who believe in unrestricted freedom of speech, these people are very dangerous. He said that when he was on the campaign trail. And everybody went, "Woo, Trump's so great. He's okay. He's not going to do that. He's going to do something else. He's not going to do what he said he was going to do. He's not going to show his heart when his hand when he gets in. He's going to, all of a sudden, that torture and the restrictions of speech and it's okay to torture people. Oh, that's not going to, it's happening. And our own people are going through it. This is insane. So anyway, check out MinutemanStove.com. Support a local company. It's made in North Carolina. Great product. Enter the promo code 1776 so they know that you came from us, that you got the word from here, and that way he'll say, "Oh, good, our advertising is, that's a good spot to advertise." We're kind of doing a trial here and seeing if we can spike the sales and move on from there. So I appreciate everybody joining us tonight. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. These are epic times. And to finish the story about the debate with the Mason, it came down to this. He said, "Your perception is reality." Then he said, "Your perception is your reality." And I kind of let it, and I knew we were at a point where we weren't going to agree. So I just basically, we kind of left it there, semi-friendly. And when I got home, I looked up the definition of the word reality in the dictionary. And all the way home from the courthouse, I was observing. And I said, "You know what it's going to come down to when I get home to the dictionary? It's going to come down to one word. Subjective, or objective?" In other words, is reality subjective? Can you make it up? Or is it objective? Is it absolute? And the Masons will tell you, no, your perception is your reality. Whatever you perceive it to be, if you think, see, the sky is green, then that's your reality. No, it's not. Preponderance of the empirical, statistical, and observational evidence is the sky is blue and the grass is green. So anyway, I opened up the dictionary, and there it said reality. That which exists objectively and in fact. So you cannot make up your own reality. You cannot make up your own words like constructive possession and then say Tom was in possession of something because it was nearby. Possession requires actual holding. So back to this one. Don't give the enemy the language. Don't ever let them take the language. Don't ever let them tell you this is a red state and this is a blue state. Don't ever let them tell you, we need law enforcement in this country. Good law enforcement keeps people safe. Number one, there's no law enforcement in a free republic, only peace officers. And number two, even the witch's court has ruled the police cannot keep you safe. They're 11 minutes away is the average response time. So the safety, security stuff, and now we all got to crack down on these bad people. Look who they're cracking down on. They're cracking down on Tom McAvara, Cliven Bundy, the Amish farmer, Gary Hunt from Freedom Outpost. Lori must be having an absolute fit over this one. And I think I had enough of a fit earlier for both of us. So, and I do apologize about my language before to all our affiliates. I will do my best to make sure that does not happen again, because it kind of slipped my mind that this is not just an internet broadcast. This does go out over shortwave. It goes out over some mom and pop affiliates. Hopefully most of the kids are in bed at 10 or 11 o'clock Eastern, but I understand, and so I wanted to re-apologize for that. Not my intention to use foul language and fly off the handle, but I mean, come on. I mean, you want to, you know, it's time for strong words at least. So anyway, let's get to remind people that tomorrow morning, Chris is going up in front of the Witches Court in Vegas. Anybody within driving distance of Las Vegas, get up early in the morning, take a drive to Lewis Avenue to the County Justice Center, and go up to the 10th floor, and you're asking for you're going to observe for the case of Chris Cave. And if you can't get there, call and fill up their mailbox, leave messages, ask them for their email, do a little investigation. I found out today that the transcript for the hearing where his competency examination was ordered to take place, you know, the competency hearings tomorrow, and the previous proceeding where that idea was brought up, doesn't have any process transcripts for it. How convenient. All every other proceeding I've ever been to, they get to the transcript usually the next day or two after, and it's everything's there. I mean, this has been weeks since they ordered a competency examination hearing in front of a different judge. And can you believe we have competency judges in America right now? I mean, what an oxymoron that is. Let's have a competency test on all our public servants and a drug test, and say what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Of course, they're not going to want that. So they love their freedom, but they're making up a reality of their own choosing that we are being forced to live under that has nothing to do with the free republic or common law or private property rights or sovereignty. So I want to remind people, this show, you know, we don't do stories. We don't do distraction. We don't do gossip. We do activism, okay? And we do specifically helping specific people like Chris in Vegas. So I want people to get active and go to courtroomwatch.com, and you'll find the numbers that we're calling for Chris. I've already made 7 or 8 calls, and I haven't gotten any trouble. I haven't had any visits. You're not going to get – And by the way, if you can't make a couple of phone calls, I mean, how are you going to get through life? I mean, if you're that scared, pack it in and buy your coffin and crawl inside of it and take a couple of seconds. I'm not being serious there. But, I mean, you might as well just end the battle before it begins if you're going to submit to the fear. Once again, the advice from the old woman in Portland, don't submit to the fear. And that was the last thing she said to me before she drove off, and I'll never forget it. And she's right, because once you submit to the fear, the enemy's won everything. We don't have to do anything, including complain anymore. So let's get to our callers. We got 2 or 3 callers. We'll try to squeeze them in over the next 20 minutes. Who was here first, Mike? Just put up whoever was there first, and we'll just go through the list in that order. Who do we got? Caller? Is it Rose? Okay. If they dropped off, it's understandable. We went on quite a long time tonight, but this is important that we stay on topic here. And Steve's idea was great. Pardon me, Mike? Tom. Nice to hear from Tom. Tom in Utah. Take it away, my friend. What do you have to offer tonight?
Yeah, I forgot to tell Chris earlier, or yesterday, I forgot that I'd actually done a broadcast out of a radio studio there in Las Vegas. I think it's on just off of Tropicana, about 10 blocks west of the Strip. Some years ago, there's a, if it still exists, there was a talk radio station there with both AM and FM. So I don't know, Chris, if you're listening, see if you can identify that radio station if it's still there. Today, I was able to go on K-Talk, the radio station here in Utah, and I put out the website. It wasn't a long interview. I just had a friendly host there and said, yeah, give us the information. Let's see if we can get some help.
Good for you.
Anyway, see if you can locate that radio station out there in Las Vegas. And, of course, if you can broadcast out of that, that means that that cord is going to get the word from the local yokels,
The local yokels, and that's, yep, yeah, I got it. Okay.
And that's
anything
it,
else,
and
Tom,
then,
yep.
Yeah, I'm curious, I wasn't able to hear the whole details on Gary. What, was he posting stuff that was already public?
Public information that had already been borne out in court. Names have been outed publicly. The amounts of money they were given were made public. So there was no secret that they were informants, who they were, and how much they were getting. So what's the problem with reposting? The judge comes up with this absurd arbitrary ruling saying those names were redacted. Well, they were redacted from a document that you may be in possession of, Judge, but they're not redacted from humanity. They're not redacted from our memory or our mental file. They're not redacted from life. They're not redacted from the universe. I mean, what is she thinking? They're not redacted from reality. Okay, reality is if the information's public, it gets reposted. I'll tell you this. I'm going to post like never before. I'll be posting all weekend. I'll be calling people I haven't spoke to in years, asking them if they can post. This is going to go, we're going to teach her what it's like to be a thug and a monster and how this can just backfire, and we're going to make it backfire in their face. We're going to make it all that much more expensive for them and the vicars. Don't forget, this is all the vicar general and the judicial vicar could put an end to all this immediately. They have way more power than the judges and the senators do. But anyway, Tom, anything else before we get over to Rose?
Yeah, just one recommendation. If something is up on public record, rather than put it on your page, put a link to that public record.
That's exactly what I was suggesting. Or pull the public record out as an excerpt and post it, you know, as a direct quote, so to speak, from that public record. That eliminates any chance that they're going to say, you're doing this. We didn't do anything. We just regurgitated what you said in the public record in court, sir or ma'am. And if you don't like it, then don't say it in public. And it won't get posted and reposted and reposted and reposted and reposted ad infinitum.
Yeah, what I did with mine is if there was an existing record off my site, I would create a photocopy or a JPEG of the document, put it on my a thumbnail on my site, and then when you clicked on the thumbnail, it would take it directly to the original site with either the court or another public publisher.
Got it.
That
good
way
work,
it's not
Tom.
Necessarily you're posting it. It belongs to somebody else, but it's there available from your site.
That's what we're going to do with Gary Hunt. We're just going to repost what he had up there, and if I review it and it's legitimate, you know, I'm going to check it out before I throw it up there. But I know John Lamb is a great very critical thinker, so I trust his view. But I'm going to triple check it, and then if everything looks right and it is public record, then it goes up. And even if it's not, let somebody dispute it. This is the public debate forum. If somebody's wrong or off base or lying, well, let's challenge them on that. If it's me that's wrong or off base, challenge me on it. I'm not afraid to correct myself. I had one correction to make. John Harlan was not the Supreme Court Justice for the 14th Amendment. He came on in 1877, not 1871. Sorry, and that was one correction I wanted to make from a few weeks back, and I never did. But, I mean, look, I'm willing to say, hey, I was wrong. Or if somebody says, no, they weren't involved in that manner, or the marshals didn't do this or that, or it wasn't that, great, come on, or call, email, do something, communicate with us, and we'll retract. We'll redact, we'll do whatever, but we're not going to be pushed around and intimidated by a bunch of witches and Nazis telling us what we can say and what we can't say, especially when it's not being challenged as a libel or slander. Go ahead, Tom.
Eric, where is Gary Hunt? What state? What community?
Well, I believe he's in California right now, but I'm not sure. I'm not really intimately familiar with Gary, and this caught me blind.
If you can find out. If you find out, call me.
I will. Oh, okay. I'm gonna call you, and I'll also mention it on the air. Don't worry about it. This is all going to be aired out in public. This is where, I mean, we're in battle right now. This is it. I mean, tuning into another radio broadcast and supporting another operation to me is senseless right now. What are you getting when you tune in? You get gossip. You get moaning and groaning, and you get distraction. That's all I got. I felt no better off, farther ahead or more free or more enlightened after listening to a couple hours of these other big time broadcasters than I do before I started. It's just milk toast and complaining, and that's all it is. And I really am not worried about the Muslims right now. I know they're a potential threat and they're trying to take over certain groups, and they're being used by the banking establishment to divide our nation and create balkanization. I know all that. But they're not the ones who are locking up our patriots right now. It's the marshals. It's the witch's court. It's Anna Brown. It's not Mohammed, you know, Abdul Brown Allah. It's Anna Brown. She's supposedly an American. She's doing this. The greatest threat to our security right now is not Islam. It's certainly not ISIS, since ISIS is on CNN interview as saying, you know, Israeli secret intelligence services. And that's from two Jewish guys who wrote the book called Every Spy a Prince. Go online. Okay? And let's get in Rose real quick here. We got 10 minutes left. Rose, can you give it to us short? Okay, Rose dropped again. Rose, check in with us tomorrow, dear. I'm sorry we didn't get to you, but everybody had so much to offer tonight and so much to say, and especially myself, that we just kind of chewed up the 2 hours. We could go on all night about this, but we got a limit with the clock here. So I would encourage people, today is Thursday, so tune in tomorrow night. Tomorrow night will be a big night. We'll have more information on Gary Hunt arrest. We'll have more, and we'll have an update on what happened with Chris in court. Rose, feel free to call in tomorrow. We'll try to get you at the top of the list, because I know all our callers have so many important things to say that are right on topic, and so we appreciate everybody contributing. But before we go, I wanted to remind people the numbers to call for Chris. There's Judge Togliatti, and it's Steve Sisolak, the county commissioner in Vegas. And her number is, and I've called it a couple times, you're not going to get in any trouble doing this. Just be nice, be polite, and ask where is the evidence that Chris is a danger to himself or others. And you've also heard him speak in public on the radio, and he seems to do very well speaking under pressure and indicates no sign of any mental instability or illness. So, yeah, that's all you have to do, and that's really nice. It's polite. You're not going to get in trouble for doing that. And if you live in a single-party state, you can record your phone calls. So 702-671-4395. That's 702-671-4395. Commissioner Sisolak, Sisolak. His first name's Steve. Steve Sisolak can be reached at 702-455-0000. That's 702-455-0000. And I can't tell you, people, how important it is that you make the call. Don't think, well, everybody else will call, and it's, you know, my one phone call is not going to make much of a difference. That's complete baloney, and that's a defeatist attitude, and that loses the battle before we even begin. It's like funding. People want to fund and support. Throw in $5 a month. If 100 people do that, that's a huge help to an activist like myself. And if you go to courtroomwatch.com, you'll see a funding page for me that got rejected by GoFundMe, because GoFundMe is CIA and it's corporate, and they'll be happy to post all the milquetoast garbage that doesn't really rock the boat. But boy, you start getting the meat and potatoes, start talking about the Vickers and the Masons and the incorporated courts, and they ban your stuff just like Facebook. Oh, by the way, big news. I forgot. Here's a news flash for tonight. Big news. Studio 1776 has been banned by Facebook. You can still get to the website, but if you try to get there through Facebook, they have a new little thing that pops up that says, this site has malice on it. Malice, because we're talking about patriotism. So we hit the big time here. Studio 1776, which is Daniel, my friend, and myself, we post a lot of radio-type blog talk radio things up there. Haven't done one lately because I've been busy with this radio show, and I appreciate you all joining us. I'm Eric the Freedom Screamer, broadcasting from upstate New York. I want to thank the network. I want to thank John Statmiller for putting up with me in my mouth tonight, because I went a little bit south on the language. Apologies to everybody out there. I know there's Christian people who like the clean mouth, and unfortunately, with people sitting in cages, humans, if the stuff they did to Tom Lochabar and Cliven Bundy and strip searching and abusing and torturing, and, you know, you did that to an animal, the SPCA and PETA and all the other animal rights people would be burning your house down, okay? And if they did that to a dog, strip search them with cavity searches and all that stuff, you'd be outraged. Tom Lochavara was in 22 hours a day confinement, solitary. 22 out of 24 hours, all alone in a cage. Imagine that. That's torture. And what's the accusation? He was sitting in the hotel room watching TV, and there happened to be a gun in the bathroom somewhere, supposedly in a woman's purse or on someone else's person even. And by the way, the hotel room wasn't even registered to him. He was visiting somebody. So, I mean, you know, and then we could torture people for that? Well, the answer is sure. You put Gorsuch in there, the new Supreme Court, the new Supreme Witches Court nominee, and he's the guy who founded and initiated and wrote the memos for all the torture statutes that were passed under Alberto Gonzalez and the previous Witches Court, including torturing little children. And of course, there's always a justification by your corporate government of the day or of the week or of the year. and all we have is another incorporated government. So, once again, call on behalf of Chris. Chris's appearance is at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. We got to have people there at the courthouse. We got to have people calling and flooding the court with phone calls. And the commissioner, don't forget to call the county commissioner. Hit them in their wallet. Tell them you're not scheduling any trips to Vegas ever again because of the Patriot persecutions that are going on to people like Chris and Clive and Bundy. He's not going to be familiar with Tom LaCavara. Tom's in Oregon. But in Nevada, we can put the pressure on, and I've given you the numbers. Once again, if you didn't get a chance to write it down, go to courtroomwatch.com. We're doing the best we can to keep stuff updated. We're going to start posting John Lamb stuff. We're going to start posting Gary Hunt stuff. Now that they're going to tell us we can't, oh, okay, we'll see about that. We just got to bum rush them and get everybody out there has to post. So get those, and I believe it's thank you to Steve in Kansas, outpost-of-freedom. Outpost of Freedom, and then there was a /, I forget the rest, but if you go to Outpost of Freedom or Freedom Outpost, type in Gary Hunt, I'm sure you can find them. People, you have to do somewhat of your own investigation. I can't do everything. I'm trying, but it's impossible for me to carry the whole load and get everything perfectly packaged for people, and then prepare for this show, and then do 2 hours, and be on the phone trying to help people solve their issues in the witches' court. It's a lot, so I need everybody's help, both financially and physically, and just if you can just make the phone calls on Chris's behalf, that would be huge. So don't forget about Chris tomorrow morning. We're going to open up, but we're going to get updates on his situation. We're going to get Gary Hunt. And so, once again, if Reb's still on the line, let's give Reb the last couple minutes. But, Reb, don't go too far off track. I don't want to hear about the DOD and how they're not protecting us from our domestic enemies. If it's on topic, you got the last couple minutes, Reb. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Just don't forget the other solution, Chris. I'm concerned about you getting lobotomized. So you can always become the fugitive and run. That's it.
that's the only option. Nobody, pardon me, Mike? That was Brent in Dallas. Brent, okay, I got you mixed up, and thanks for the brevity. Reb, you want to say something in 60 seconds before we close, but don't chew up the whole time because I want to say goodbye to people. You got a minute, Reb.
You got two choices. It's called Homeland Eradication Local Militants. We actually call them mutants. It's part of a famous thing you know, the helm part of Jade. It's coming your way. You can't stop it. Or your threat removal urban environment. That's us. It's us. We get ready to get buried. When you take on the federal United States government, occupy their building with shooting irons, you're declaring war on the United States of America. We're on the side of America to get rid of this thing. You got two choices. I'm telling you, H-E-L-M. It's spelled out for you right every day in front of you. Homeland, eradication, local militants. That's you. Get above Scout Reb. Call 703-697-9121. It's all over the Internet, 24/7. Tell them you want us to do our job. We won't have any of this. No more arrests. No more games. It's war, and we're going to fix it. You got two choices. You're the ones who told us about Jade Helm, but it's Homeland, Eradication, Local Militants. And we actually call them mutants. When you take on the federal United States government, occupy their buildings with shooting irons, nothing good's going to happen for you. And then you surrender.
I got you, Reb, and that's why I want people to thank you, Reb, and that's why I want people to choose their battles. We're not going hot with this. We're trying to fix this politically and with fresh public pressure, kind of like they did in India with Gandhi. If you're enough people are unified and speak as a unified voice, they're not going to have any choice but to cave in. But we all got to get active, so go to courtroomwatch.com. Thanks to all our callers tonight. Thank you for joining us, Gary. People, don't forget to call on behalf of Chris tomorrow. Tomorrow's the big day in court, so we really want to keep flooding them with calls throughout the day tomorrow, and we'll give you more on Gary Hunt's situation as time goes on. This is Eric, the Freedom Screamer. Thank you, John Stantmiller. Thank you, Mike, on the board. You guys do fantastic work. Thanks for putting up with me, and we'll see you tomorrow on Resurrect the Republic on the RBN Network. See you, folks, and have a good night. Hang in there and be an activist. Don't worry about the stories, the distractions, and the gossip. Have a good night.
Go to us. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Send.